This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi launched the BJP's election campaign for the Haryana Assembly polls from Kurukshetra. Addressing the election rally at the theme park in Kurukshetra this evening, Mr. Modi said that to make India a developed nation, Haryana's development is very important. Mr. Modi stated that the government is empowering the poor, women, farmers and the youth. He also mentioned that within 100 days of his government's third term, it has approved new projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the Lakhpati Didi program of the government is empowering women, with more than 11 lakh women becoming Lakhpati Didi in just 100 days. The Prime Minister also said that the BJP-led central government has decided to provide free treatment worth 5 lakh rupees to senior citizens above 70 years. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has appointed three senior leaders of the party as AICC senior observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana. They are Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa. Campaigning has also intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Prime Minister Modi yesterday addressed an election rally at Sports Stadium in Doda. He accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said that Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. In the Kashmir Valley, leaders of various political parties are holding rallies and organizing road shows to woo the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Jharkhand, Gujarat and Odisha from today. Mr. Modi will travel to Jharkhand today and flag off six Vande Bharat trains, including Tata Nagar Patna Vande Bharat train at Tata Nagar Junction Railway Station. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate various railway projects worth more than 660 crore rupees to the nation. The Prime Minister will also transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur today. The central government has decided to reduce the export duty on onions from 40% to 20%. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that this decision will directly benefit the farmers and other onion-related sectors. In a social media post, he also mentioned that with this decision, onion-producing farmers will get better prices for onions and onion exports will also increase. At least six people died when a three-story building collapsed yesterday evening in Meerut district of Uttar Pradesh. The tragic incident occurred in Meerut Zakir Colony in the Lohia Nagar area when a three-story building collapsed, claiming the lives of six people, including a young girl and two adolescents. Meerut District Magistrate Deepak Meena said that there were around 14 to 15 people in the building when the incident happened. Heavy rain is hindering the ongoing rescue operations. The authorities are working to clear the area and expedite the rescue process. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has taken cognizance of the incident and monitoring the rescue operation. Meeting between the West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and the protesting junior doctors could not take place in Kolkata yesterday, though both the parties seemed to have agreed for a discussion. Protesting doctors went to meet the Chief Minister at her residence last evening, hours after she had visited their protest site at Salt Lake. They arrived for the discussion around 6:45 p.m. At first, Mamata Banerjee was kept waiting by the striking junior doctors as they had been demanding that a videographer should be present at the meeting. The doctors protesting for better working conditions and demanding justice for the RG Kar issue at first refused to meet the chief minister without the assurance of a recorded session. However, later at 9:15 p.m., the protesting doctors told the media that they had afterwards agreed to sit for discussion without any conditions like videography or recording of the meeting. They only wanted that the minutes of the meeting should be signed by both the parties. And that is the end of this news bulletin.